Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Terry. He wants me to cover an article I put in the description called Government Sets Free 53 Life Convicted Women Prisoners to Lead Respectable Lives. This happens in the Andhra Pradesh part of India. I bet you wouldn't hear any similar stories about men in that part of India also being released. The government is going to grant these 53 wonderful women, many probably murderers, a special remission of sentence for their good behavior in prison. The government wants to help them live respectable lives after they most likely ended someone else's. There are terms to their release, however. Those include paying the state 50,000 rupees, which is just under around $700 US, as well as see a probation officer every 3 months for the rest of their lives. If they commit any other crimes, they don't pass go and collect $200, but immediately go to jail. I initially thought it was some female home secretary that decided to let these women out, but it looks like it's a man named Kumar that decided to let them go based on their good conduct. I wonder if he's going to do the same for men in that part of India. I doubt it. I'll discuss this story and more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, "Why is MGTOW a real thing?" Thanks for pushing her buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to the female killers being released for good behavior clown world show. Women make up the majority of voters, so isn't it obvious why Kumar wants to pander to them? So he can get their votes and keep his job. That's moral hazard. He has to sell out his ethics for the women. Women getting the vote has increased the political cuck class that simps their way into government payrolls. Women are going to see Kumar helping their fellow women out and basically letting women get out of jail for free, and they're more likely to vote for him because if he's helping other women, then he's likely to help them out too, because of female-owned group preference. Plus, many women also think to themselves that if they murder someone, the punishment might not fit the crime anymore, and that they'll be let off easy. It creates yet even more moral hazard. Women in that part of India are now incentivized to behave in ways they never would have before. And it's more than likely the crime rates, where they have a life sentence in that part of India, will actually go up. It's exactly like what's going on in San Francisco, where the poop rolls down its rainbow-colored streets. Where there was a video a while back of a man in a pharmacy that stole a bunch of products and rode his bicycle out of the store. This is common because shoplifting has been decriminalized there, and if you try and stop a criminal in the middle of their caper and you hurt them, they can turn around and sue you. It's like the plot of some bad Seinfeld episode. If you're a company that runs a store and you can't stop the thieves, then your next course of action is to lock up the merchandise. When you do that, you have Black Lives Matter saying that it's racist that merchandise is behind lock and key, where it's hard to get to. It's racist to protect yourself from thieves, don't you know? Because apparently in white areas, it's not locked up. If the companies are forced to leave their products out in the open, easily accessible to thieves, they will just pack up and leave the city. If the state of California enacts that policy, then companies will leave that state and so on. In America, because each state decides what they want to do, the most orderly and fair states are going to attract the majority of high-quality people to live in them. What good are nice beaches and weather when you're paying 50% tax when you can simply move someplace else and only pay 25% tax? Where you worry about your car having its window smashed, so you leave notes on the car telling thieves that the doors are unlocked. But of course they still go inside and find nothing in there, they'll still smash your windows, because you didn't leave them any money. In this case, we're talking about petty theft. But what happens when they start treating female murderers this way too? You might get mobs of angry feminists putting some men out of their misery as a result. Make no mistakes about it. The same situation from this Indian article is coming to the West sometime soon. By treating women with this sort of preferential treatment, you're telling them that they can get away with murder, and that they won't be held accountable. What happens is women make up 40, 50, 60% of politicians. Don't you think that they won't need simps and cucks to do their bidding anymore? Don't you think that they'll enact policies that will lock men up for things that aren't even crimes today? But women won't be punished at all. Don't you see a world with double standards for men and women? Where women have all the authority, but men have none. But where we're still responsible for our own actions. Doesn't anyone else see this sort of thing happening? I thought that Canada was cucked, but it looks like India is even worse. At least in California during the coup, they were letting male prisoners out so they could basically make the prison environment safer. But what about public spaces? Are they supposed to be dangerous so that thugs and lowlifes can avoid being punished? As a global society, the more authorities push good behavior and encourage bad behavior, the more they incentivize the population to cheat and steal. The social contract becomes null and void. Even if you let these 53 women go and 53 men too for the sake of equality, that's still wrong. You know, the men in India won't even complain about this or do anything. They're just so passive. A guy I was talking to a while back told me that he was working with Indians, and they were pushing him around the office to do bad jobs, because they wanted the better jobs for themselves so they could get promoted. They were on the same level as him, and one day he came in and got pissed off, and raised his voice. As a result, the Indians in his office got scared, and they stopped pushing him around. Perhaps they fear violence and being hurt more than people from their other backgrounds. But that wasn't the first time I heard a story like that. Maybe that's why the only way India beat the British Empire was in a passive-aggressive way. Maybe that's what Indian men need to do going forward. Instead of protesting and fighting back with violence, they need to all get together and vote for the same candidates instead of the cucks that are ruining their country. Anyways, I think that's all I've got to say on this particular story. So for the rest of this video, I want to discuss something that's been on my mind for quite some time. There's a video called A Dark Future is on the Horizon. Here's Why, from the Fresh and Fit podcast, where they interview Rolo Tomasi. He says that the future of the sexual marketplace is dark, because there's an epidemic of loneliness coming for women. He brings up a report he read from Morgan Stanley about the rise of the she economy. He says that by 2030, half of all women in America aged 25 to 44 will be single for the rest of their lives, and never get married or have children. That 52% or over half of marriage-age women won't be down with reproduction. If that happens, then with no immigration, the population would be cut in half over a couple of generations. Morgan Stanley is certain of this, so they invested in boxed wine and cat food. But as I mentioned in previous videos, there are no good cat food stocks out there. Rolo also says that women want to be independent. But when they say that, he often asks those women, what do you want to be independent from? Because they're already independent from men for many decades now. Plus, even if they're married, they make up 90% of the family spending decisions. That those women aren't being rational, and that they're feeling instead of thinking. And that we've entered the age of emotionalism, where we base our policies to our emotional response instead of a rational one. Increasingly, both men and women. The men are receiving blue pill conditioning to emote like women. The female behavior is correct, while male behavior and emotions are toxic. This explains the case of women guilty of murder being released from prison. A woman's behavior can't be toxic because she is woman. However, a man's behavior can if he's not acting like a woman. Maybe Kumar, the man that released 53 female murderers with life sentences, is a feminized male politician that feels more than he thinks and is an honorary member of the sisterhood. The last point Rolo made that I thought was awesome was from the last three Star Wars films and how they failed, because they tried to shoehorn a woman into a male's journey role, and women don't actually want that. The reason that Star Wars was turned into a Mary Sue bonanza was because of writers like Rian Johnson, who came from a generation that believes that masculinity is toxic, and that femininity is virtuous. Rolo then goes on to say that The Mandalorian succeeded because it tapped into the nurturing desire in women thanks to Baby Grogu. Funnily enough, Jon Favreau gave woke culture the finger by showing a strong male father figure in The Mandalorian, basically being a role model in a nurturing role. Women are always complaining about how men aren't sensitive enough, and The Mandalorian is both sensitive and strong. He's a paradox, and women just love that stuff, and of course the show succeeded. Favreau took the game away by taking away the feminist argument of toxic masculinity. How can a man be toxic if he takes care of a cute child? But to guys like Rian Johnson, they probably don't understand why The Mandalorian worked, and their films failed. I used to think the agenda was that the left was there to destroy culture. I don't think that anymore. I think they're just brainwashed to believe that woman equals good and man equals bad, and that they're just producing content that reflects that belief system. But whenever they fail, they just can't admit their scripts are shit. Instead, what they do is double down and make more content that they believe is morally correct, instead of content that audiences actually want to see that reflects human nature and human experiences. They want their own worldview to become the dominant one. Doesn't everybody? Rolo says the new Star Wars failed because it lacks a hero's journey. That women are and men must become. If the female character is already fully actualized, then there's no struggle in the story and it's boring. The only way that many women can actually become like men is if men hand over what they have to women. Going back to the story of the released prisoners, I found another article, which I thought was the same one, but was actually back from 2020, showing how an additional 55 women were released from prison, but it didn't mention if those women were murderers or had life sentences. I saw another simp virtue signaling about how great it was that he was releasing women back into society for good behavior. Odds are that was a test to see how women who were lesser offenders would do if it comes to integrating them back to society. Releasing women also raises the birth rates, because they can't get preggers in prison. Actually, they might be able to if they let trans inmates into those prisons. But something tells me that India isn't ready for that level of so-called progress yet. I'm going to predict that in the future that most countries in the world are going to let out all their female prisoners, when women make up the majority of politicians, because after all, everyone knows that women aren't responsible for their actions, and the only reason they were breaking the law was because some man treated them poorly, and they were just rebelling against the oppressive patriarch. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again, Terry, for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that India should become progressive, and let trans women named Ganesh smash Indian aunties in prison showers. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the female murderers that were released for so-called good behavior away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.